Hey there, beautiful people. Novaline here, your friendly neighborhood guide reclaiming your digital life and, you know, actually living it. We're diving deep into something super important today. Embracing imperfection and ditching the self-criticism monster that's probably got you on a tight leash. Raise your hand if you've ever felt like you weren't good enough. I mean, literally raise your hand, because chances are I see it. We live in this crazy world where perfection is pushed down our throats like the newest iPhone. Instagram feeds bursting with flawless lives, curated happiness, and people who seem to never stumble. It's exhausting, right? And let me tell you, that pressure cooker of expectations is designed to keep us feeling small and inadequate. But guess what? There's another way. Today, we're going to unlock the power of imperfection. We'll explore why self-criticism is actually holding you back from your true potential and discover practical tools to silence that inner critic for good. So, get comfy, grab your favorite beverage or a glass of courage, and let's dive in. 5 key takeaways you can actually use. 1. Perfection is a myth. Let's be real, nobody's perfect. Those Instagram-worthy moments are often carefully crafted illusions. The truth is, life is messy, beautiful, and completely unpredictable. Embrace the imperfections because they are what make you uniquely you. Think of your favorite band, their music probably wouldn't be as awesome if they were all playing in perfect sync. A little bit of chaos can create some serious magic. Self-criticism is a habit, not your identity. That voice telling you you're not good enough. It's often just a learned behavior, something you picked up along the way. You can choose to reprogram it. Just like learning a new language or skill, retraining your brain takes practice and conscious effort. Start by challenging those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? 3. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, celebrate every victory. Did you finally finish that project? Conquer your fear of public speaking. Bake a decent cake that didn't collapse. Then, give yourself a high five because those little wins add up to big achievements over time. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. 4. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love and compassion you'd offer your best friend. Imagine them struggling, would you tear them down or offer a supportive hand? You deserve that same kindness. Practice self-care, indulge in things that bring you joy, and remember that it's okay to have off days. We all do. 5. Comparison is the thief of joy. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's like trying to fit into someone else's shoes, they just won't feel right. Everyone has their own journey, strengths, and weaknesses. Focus on your own path and celebrate what makes you unique. Let's talk about real life. Ever had that moment where you're starting a new project and the self-criticism monster starts whispering in your ear? This is going to be a disaster, you're not talented enough, just give up now. We've all been there, right? It's easy for those negative thoughts to take over. But what if you decided to rewrite that script? What if instead of listening to the critic, you started celebrating your willingness to try something new? Imagine saying, I might not be perfect at this, but I'm going to give it my best shot and have fun along the way. That shift in mindset can make a world of difference. So, what are we taking away from all this? First, perfection is a myth. Embrace your imperfections. They're what make you wonderfully unique. Remember, self-criticism is just a habit, not who you truly are. Start challenging those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Be kind to yourself, treat yourself with the same love and care you'd offer a best friend. And most importantly, ditch the comparison game, focus on your own journey and celebrate what makes you amazing. Ready to take action? I challenge you to do one thing today. Write down 3 things you're proud of yourself for, no matter how small they seem. Seriously, go ahead, grab a pen and paper. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and celebrate imperfection together. Join me again tomorrow as we explore another exciting topic on Your Phone is the Villain. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace out, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.